it's time for my favorite radio program. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, really. That wouldn't be the one I picked.
Who the hell is that?
Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the Brown Lodge.
Yeah,
exclusively
welcome.
Exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. We're going to work it out one of these days. We're going to get some sort of clock. We're going to... What do they do with, like, spy flicks all the time? They synchronize watches, and they, they go on the one. And you won't get that, like, 4 or 5 seconds of dead air, whatever it is, 10 seconds of dead air before the show. We got to get clocks straightened out. Who the hell knows? It builds the anticipation. It makes for more excitement. It makes you want it more, right?
We actually do it on purpose.
Oh, do we? I wish I knew.
Yo, welcome everybody to the Brown Lodge. It is Runner, I'm the only person here today. I'm just going to continue to play random shows of ours and comment and call up our buddies on the airwaves because I'm really sorry about that. I don't really run that board very well. I get a little confused. Things get a little out of hand. And then you never really know exactly what can happen. But I'm kind of psyched that, Jesus Christ, that it even works. And I'm going to give my buddy a call because he's the only one who's helping me. Let's see what's going on in Canada. Calling Canadian Mike. Connecting. Today is a Wednesday in America. I'm calling the communist state of Canada, and I'm seeing if my buddy's Canadian metal's around.
Hello.
How you doing? I heard you like heavy metal, and your mother's a Satan worshiper. Come again? Oh, man. Are you still there? Ah, this sucks. See, you know what I'm going to do every time that there's a problem? I'm just going to go over right back to this.
Cue this up right here. Go with what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got a little confused. You are listening to The Brown Lodge exclusively on Radio BBQ. You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at The Brown Lodge. You can also check out the chat room, Radio BBQ Chat. While you're at it, why not look at pretty pictures of the fellas on our webcams at
thebrownlodge.com.
See, I stopped saying www. Wait, how many was that?
Six.
Or you can call us on the hotline exclusively on... No, not exclusively, because there's another way to get us, too. You can call us on the Brown Lodge hotline, 718-360-1413.
Is that what it is? Oh, what?
718-360-1413.
Or...
You could also hit us on Skype, which is skype.com, S-K-Y-P-E, is it?
Yes, I believe so.
You're the Skype-in expert, not me. I don't know anything about it yet.
I'm just psyched it works.
Yeah, SKYP.
Let's answer this bad boy because these replays are boring.
Dog. Run, doggy dog.
Let's see what's going on. Hello, you're on the Brown Lodge. I'm all alone. Anybody there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Do you want to touch my...
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's the deal with vaginas? I heard I sound like Seinfeld.
I don't know. That sounds like Seinfeld, though. It scared me.
So, how you doing, bro? I'm shocked that this this whole thing is running on its own.
Well, I mean, I'm proud of you. I mean, it only took you, what, about 15 minutes to get it going?
Hey, suck my ass. That was 8:07.
It's not 8:07. It was quarter after.
Well, I've been on for a little while. And I can always rely on the replay to keep my to my ass in check. And you should check the webcam too, because I hooked up a light right behind the gerbil, and I'm letting him go ape shit, and he's hurling shit around the room.
That's hot. You should use some duct tape too while you're at it.
I had to take it off actually and make to focus the camera incorrectly, because I duct tape him in because he runs around the room.
Maybe you should, get your crackhead buddy. Maybe you could pay him like $10 to stick it in his ass or something on the camera for some extra flair.
Yeah, I should have actually hooked up that bit for tonight because it would have been perfect. 9 minutes of a freaking crack whore just going absolutely apeshit, begging me for work.
Well, then hook it up.
You know my mouth works great, right? I mean, I do his eBay stuff.
Your mouth works great?
Yeah. Eh?
That's, like, more information than I needed to know, eh, you hoser?
Sorry, dude. By the way, thanks for the picture.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. It only took me about 5 minutes. It's pretty shitty work compared to what I normally do. There's no blood or guts or any violence, but it's an amusing one today.
Well, you do what you can. You work with the time that you can, and I appreciate it. You worked at my two favorite wrestlers. I can't really remember Nick Bockwinkel's finishing move. I'm thinking the stomp, but that might be Ronnie Garvin. Maybe just a punch to the face.
I have no idea. I never even heard of the dude until you brought him up.
AWA, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I never really watched it until the WWF. I mean, I had like old magazines with AWA, but that was about it. I never actually saw it.
Way to go.
It's way
to bring down
fault.
The show.
It's not my fault. I live in a sheltered nation. They probably didn't have AWA matches up in Canada.
You were all, like, barbed-wired in.
You're
all allowed to watch ECW.
Oh, no. Did you have ECW up there? I could definitely get into a 900-year ECW talk.
But I never really watched ECW, though. I just pretty much stuck with WWF, and then I watched WCW when Nitro was cool, and then WCW kind of died. So did my love for wrestling.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I still tape it. I find it to be my white trash soap opera.
Well, I watch it once in a while. I watched it last week after listening to this fine program called The Brown Lodge. But I actually didn't watch it last night, this Monday night.
It was actually pretty good. Remember that whole thing we were talking about with the Edge and the Matt Hardy thing, whether it was a shoot or not, and Chris actually had to watch it just to figure it out for himself?
Yeah.
I watched it this week, and he came out again, and it was just bullshit. He's definitely mic'd. It's all fucking... I don't even know why that I even questioned myself. The fact that I think any of it's real.
It's wrestling.
But I thought Ric Flair died in the ring. And
Ric
I definitely
Flair
got
didn't.
A call from Chris that the same night, thinking that on WCW that he died in the ring.
He
had a heart attack
die.
And died.
He Thanks. Didn't die. He
no,
but,
well, obviously. Did I believe it? Yes.
I don't know, did you?
Well,
you.
Yeah. Was I 27 years old? Did I believe it? Did my friends call me telling me that they believed it? Yes.
Well, Ric Flair's only, 65? So I guess it's kind of believable that he would have a heart attack. I mean, it's not like he's, like 20 years old and pumped with roids or anything.
Yeah, he's definitely pumped with something.
Did you see Hogan, though? Did you see Hogan last week?
Yeah, he looks great.
Like, for being like a 60-year-old dude, I mean, like, he's got fucking pipes.
No, nah, man, they're pretty close in age. I only think, like, they're 2 years apart from one another, 52, 54. They both look like they've been trapped in the sun way too long. Like, they just sleep in tanning beds and their skin is just leather.
Ric Flair probably got fucking skin cancer like you wouldn't believe.
Woo! Ugh.
Whoa.
Gross.
I think my ear's bleeding.
Just from that?
Just from that. I mean, that not only was that a Ric Flair impression, but a bad one.
Hey, man. Damn.
Can you do Hogan?
You know, I called up Ron and Fez one time, and I did Hogan, and they hung up on me, so I'm not even going to bother.
So are we going to call this Andy the Midget Webster-looking dude, or what?
We should.
Let's do it. Let's call him up right now.
Okay.
I don't even know who he is.
I got some people we can call up. Wait, let me figure this out. If I have any problems, you'll hear the show play again. Okay? Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Oh, Jesus Christ. Ah, man. Here we go again. Let's see. Let's just skip to random parts
also,
of the show.
It works.
Sorry
like,
about that there, Metal. My life sucks.
I averted.
Let's see. Here we go here.
A tragedy.
Just your cheeks had to be power washed. You can't say no.
No. I'm sorry. I was reading something on no. Yeah, they did have to be power washed. As you know about me, luckily, I had wet ones ready to go because I have a tender bottom. Because I have digestive issues, as is proven by my explosive penis. So I have my wet ones. So cleanup wasn't nearly as bad as I would thought.
Hello? Are you there? God damn it. Well, this is the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. I'm Runner. I'm missing 100K. I am missing my best buddy, Chris. You can call us on Vonage at 718-360-1413. You can also try to contact us on Skype at RUNNDOGG is our contact number. And I didn't hang up on you. I don't know how to use this thing. I don't even know exactly. I think I'm typing freaking text into where the number should be typed into. I'm really sorry. These guys had to work late tonight, and I decided we were talking it would be funny if we played some of the show, and maybe I commented on top of it, or we got some calls, or... right now, I don't know. I'm a little confused. Yeah. Hey, George! Why are you so confused? I don't know. But I could throw this on, and let's see what happens.
It would be, but yes, I...
Oh, holy, it's time crap. For my favorite radio program.
Jesus Christ, I suck. Here we go.
It's all they're not on that. Their first EP was, but they're not on
let's
anything.
Go,
yeah.
My,
but they were on like Sony
pick,
Music.
Let's just
right?
pick a number. 37. Here we go.
The one on Radio BBQ?
Yeah, that one.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
I almost got confused. I was like,
Mondays and Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on Radio BBQ. That one?
Yeah.
Are you
there?
You can get them on the Instant Messenger.
God.
Yeah, I'm here. Calm down. Calm down.
Yeah, I'm really having a problem with this whole computer thing. It's really driving me crazy. Three computers and one dude is... What's up?
You're hanging up on me.
No, I'm not.
You did too. You just hung up on me like 2 minutes ago when I said, let's call that Andy the Midget guy. And you're like, yeah, sure, let's call somebody. And you hung up on me.
Right, and then I have to hit the other contact thing to get the numbers in, don't I? Hello?
Yeah, well, I want to call people. Let's call people. Let's crank call people. Let's go right now. Let's do it. Let's get this shit going.
Yo, dude, I'm freaking, I can barely get, this is the first time Skype actually ever, two times it worked for us. So give me a break. Okay, hold on. Hey, wait. Hey, listen to this in the background while I find the number. Here we go.
The Brown Lodge.
What?
The Brown Lodge. It's AOL Instant Messenger. It's like a little program. You can put it on your computer. Fancy. Macintosh has it. IBM has it. IBM, not PC. IBM. Yeah.
Hey, I'm back. Okay, here we go. I can get this. You there? You big homo. Oh, you got to be kidding me. All right, well, I had a critical error occurred, and I'm sure he's going to accuse me of all types of hanging up on him and everything. Canadian Mike Caulfield, problem with playback device. My ass, you hung up on me, Yosa. I don't know. I'm going back to this.
I think you could get it on web TV, if you get one of those web TV devices.
What if you only have a ham radio and a pair of weights?
I prefer a ham. If you take a ham sandwich and hold a phone next to it, you can plug that into a toaster, and it turns into AOL Online.
It's better than Skypes.
Apparently, it doesn't seem to be working. Better than our phone line, apparently, tonight, too. No one wants to call. No one wants to be involved. Maybe that's because they don't know the phone number for the way that you can get the Brown Lodge. 718-360-1413. That's the hotline. 718-360-1413.
Call it up.
There you go. Fantastic. I was in the middle of saying you could get us on the instant messenger at the Brown Lodge. You can get us in the chat room at Radio BBQ Chat. You could also go to our fancy little website, thebrownlodge.com. And check out our web portal where we have funny things going on. You can also go over to RadioBBQ.net and check out some funny things going on over there. Funny, wacky, zany stuff. There's message boards, there's forums, there's phantasmagoria. It's all sorts of terrific stuff.
Weren't they a Staten Island death metal band?
They should have been if they weren't.
It's good stuff. Has anyone had anal?
I love that my new LARPing name is Sir Aldarius Tenderbottom.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was actually with your cousin, Charlie.
Whoa. What are you saying?
I'm answering this question. Has anyone had anal and saw a little brown? I have a picture of it. I wiped it on a napkin and put it in a frame.
No, you didn't. I really wish you would have.
No.
No, I've never... I wouldn't have anything to do with any of that.
Oh, man.
Very uncomfortable. Yeah, it was with your cousin, just so you know where your exact words.
Sorry, it was the first thing that came to mind.
But yeah, so I've had other experiences with the tarry bottom, with the mess happening, with the real true life Brown Lodge. But hey, what are you going to do? This is life, and this is what happened to me today at work.
I'm sorry. I am really, truly sorry. I'd like to interject with a little problem that I had at about 3:15 in the morning. I woke up with my dog convulsing next to me. And I found out today that onions can actually kill your dog, as well as chocolate and grapes. And he proceeded to throw up some yellowy substance, and then the whole onion thing came up that I gave to him for lunch or whatever. No big deal. Then I took him outside, and he proceeded to shit bloody diarrhea all over the lawn. So I took him to the vet today. And I thought of Chris the entire time that this was happening, because he sometimes comes out of the bathroom absolutely in tears. And when he comes out and he's holding his ass and he's screaming for wet ones, I really, really, I feel bad. And yet I can understand, you know, all the terrible things that we put in our body over the years. Where Chris is coming from and where my dog Pal is coming from. So the rest of this bit is for them. Love.
There's nothing. There's nothing to be sorry about, because you know what? I averted tragedy. I was able to pull it together.
Still got your job, right?
Or more importantly, pull it apart and clean it up really nice and good, because I had my moist towelettes there.
Did you line the cavity walls after you left? Like, did you have something in there?
No. What am I gonna? I just knew to hold it in case it happened again, and you know, I'd shimmy to the bathroom and hope nothing shimmied down my leg.
Oh, God,
I got out, and I spoke to my supervisor after this and let him know, like, I had some real problems in there. I almost had a real mess. You know, we were joking around about it. He's like, you know, that happened to my brother, that we were walking one day and he let one go and he said it to me. Hey, I just went and it's running down my leg right now, you know, and I'm just thankful that that's not what happened to me. That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to leave it out. I'm going to end my story like that. That's the end of my bunghole and my tender bung.
Okay, everybody can go back to eating.
Aren't you glad that we come after dinner hour? Actually, on the other side of the country, this is actually prime dinner time. I bet you guys are starving. Try some baked beans tonight. I think that'd make for a terrific meal. Baked beans and chipped beef. That's the recommendation for the evening.
And what's that stuff like? I got the ass pipe, and they gave me like, besides the pills that just make you uncontrollably crap all over the place, it's this
a colostomy bag,
citrus magnesium drink. And like, it doesn't taste bad. Considering, I mean, you weren't allowed to have anything, so at that point, anything really, like...
What is it? It flushes you out?
Oh, my... Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You had some digestive things you had to be scoped, so they had to clean you out first, right?
Yeah. Did I tell you about that when I got put under and they ask you like what kind of drugs you do like recreationally and I told them that I didn't think they meant my entire life. Yeah, I wound up woken up with, and I had like four puncture wounds in me and they said,
"How you doing? You're on the Brown Lodge. What's your problem and how can I solve it?" Anybody? Hello? Whoa. Where'd all these people come from? Okie dokie. Let's see. Damn. This sucks. Yo, I hope you're all tolerating me in Radioland. I obviously don't have Chris. And 100K, who are the only people who do any work on the show, and I do crap. You can check us out on brownlodge.com. You can instant message me at rundog73 on the AIM or the Brown Lodge. I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff going on the computer that's 5 feet away. You can instant you can check out Bitey on the webcam and or Skype us or call us at 718. Why do I keep saying us? Hey, hamster. Okay, 718-360-1413. I'm pretty fucking useless, and I hope you got a topic. I it's been better. Here we go.
I actually think on the very, very first, or maybe the second Brown Lodge, I actually think we discussed that. It wasn't on RadioBBQ.net. It was just when it was just us doing it ourselves on Megaforce. I'm pretty sure you went into that. It's a pretty amazing story. And you guys should check that out on the archive page at the website known as thebrownlodge.com. Check it out. Download the old shows. If it's an old show like one of the ones I'm talking about, you can't download it. You're going to have to drop me an email and I'll send it to you, but I'll make believe you can. And you should check it. There are other shows up there. It's like an archive, probably about 20, 10, I don't know, four shows. I don't even know what the hell I have up there anymore, but it's good. It's good. You should try it. You should try it if you're in New Mexico, the land of enchantment, or if you're in the Gem of the Mountains? Yeah, the Gem of the Mountains, Idaho.
Let's see what this
or
is about.
Or if you're in the Hawkeye State of Iowa.
Idaho should be the eye of the potato.
Howdy.
It's the Hawkeye State.
You're on the Brown Lodge.
You're in the Pelican.
Hey, sport. How's it going? It's Allison Wright.
How you doing? It's going horrible.
How are you doing?
I've been better. My co-host is a gerbil.
Yeah, where is Mr. Poopy Pants tonight?
He's pooping it up in his new job. He's being all fancy and working hard and everything. Damn, this
sucks. Where's 100K?
I have no idea. I'm so used to him being late that I figure he just won't show up.
Right.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
No, I'm pretty sure he's not showing up. That is what Chris said, so who knows. Hey, are you working right now? Hello? Is anybody out there? Does anybody care? Hey, I guess she's some type of bill collector, so she had to get back to her job. And they want me to call Andy Milonakis. That's the midget that you were talking about. He's not a midget. And I'll never get another job. That'll be hard not to do. Anyway, that show's really funny. And let's see. Let's see what's going on in the Brown Lodge. I'm going to head back at 4241. This is Runner. And you can contact me on the message board, which I'm much more comfortable with. And none of my friends are here. And I'm here with a gerbil. Somebody, please call on 718-360-1413. I'm going to go smoke some weed. Peace.
State. How about the first caller, 718-360-1413? Gets a prize if you can tell us who the Pelican State is.
A Pelican's native to America?
Apparently they're native to this state, otherwise it wouldn't be the Pelican State. What about the Pelican Brief?
Good movie, Denzel Washington, Julia Roberts.
That's what she made believe she was a prostitute and... No, she was a prostitute.
No, that was Mystic Pizza.
And she had sex with the Dalai Lama?
No, Edward Norton, when he was the white power guy. It was that movie.
Oh, that was such a good movie. I love Curb Joes.
Good band.
I'd say they definitely were... I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about them, but I don't remember really enjoying Curb Joe. I remember the band.
I just remember a lot of fat guys in that band.
See, I remember a really skinny guy singing for them.
Kirkland. We're talking about Jersey hardcore for you guys. Just in case you're ever in Jersey 10 years ago, if you get into your time machine.
Probably more than that now.
Yeah, probably more like 15 years ago.
All right, we're trying this shit again. We're calling Canadian Mike. I can't take it.
Bonjour.
Bicoastal Radio. This is Runner. How you doing? You better be there, man. Oh, my freaking good God damn it. That truly sucks. Let's try one more time. Yeah, how you doing? Hey, this is Skype. This shit's really great. Free. Talk to anybody that you want, except if you actually want to have a conversation. Then you can go blow yourself. All right, we're headed back at 4342. This is the Brown Lodge.
So if you ever get into your time machine and you're driving by Jersey in your time machine 15 years ago, check out Curb Yard. They'll rock your socks off. Actually, I don't even have to look. In the Garden State. I was going to go look for the thing. I didn't even realize. Garden State.
Also, good
movie which I didn't see.
Scumbag Radio. This is Runner. And how are you doing tonight?
I have diarrhea.
Oh, what is the problem? Everybody has it. Is it red?
I don't know. No, it's not red. It's kind of brown with green and some corn in it.
Well, that's not diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's just the green poops.
It burns.
Okay, I got a recommendation. You get blood taken out of your jugular. You have water inserted into your back like a hump. It will navigate its way through the body because you're probably dehydrated, which is the reason you're pooping grass and blood. After you stop pooping some grass, you eat some of your own feces, and everything will come back together again. You'll be shitting fine by the day's end. That'll be 23,
34. I don't have grass in my shit. I said it was green.
Oh, this is the veterinary hotline.
Oh, I thought this was the gay sex chat.
No, it's the Brown Lodge is only a misnomer.
Oh, okay. I thought this is let's crank call whatever his name is.
Let's make sure Mike never has another job in the. Oh yeah, by the way, we have the same name. Make sure I never have a job again in the history of the planet. I was drinking too much the other day, my friend, when I agreed to that.
Well, let's. Somebody else. I mean, you got friends, right? Let's call a friend. Let's call your family. Let's call somebody.
All right. Want to prank call my, let's see. Want to prank call my sister?
Sure. Is she hot?
No.
Yeah. Is she a big boob?
Yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
Hey, we got my niece. She's pregnant. Let's see what we could say that's pretty nasty to her. She's doing like 2 weeks.
Get to the phone.
God, man, she sucks. She's probably out fucking just giving blowjobs to random black guys in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, she's Staten Island?
No, she's Pennsylvania. She sucks. What do you got? You got any relatives that we can hurt horribly? The Red Lodge.
Well, I have any relatives that we can hurt?
Yeah.
No. Unless you want to pay like...
Breaking up, buddy.
I
that's kind of like what it sounds like.
Hear me now?
I can hear you now a little bit. Yeah, I'd like to... I think you said, do I want to touch you? Yeah, and sure, why not? I'm really lonely.
Oh, yeah? What about your gerbil? I mean, you can always stick it in your ass, right?
I don't know. You should check that gerbil out. I don't think you'd want it going anywhere near your ass.
Why, you think he'd claw that shit right up?
His name is Bitey for a reason.
Oh, I think that's Bitey.
He's fucking knocking shit all over the floor, just kicking it right out. I put him on Squeaky, Chris's chair, and I have this pillow with, like, Jesus and angels and stuff on it, and he's kicking shit all over it. I know there's something wrong. I'm going to burn somehow in hell for this.
I like sacrilege, though.
Well,
I'm the Jesus. I think I'm going to hell.
Great. I'll just take a picture of it and send it to you. I know you'll masturbate to it at night.
Oh, yes, of course. I love masturbating to gerbil shitting on pictures of Jesus. That's like, how did you know my ultimate turn on?
I didn't really meant for it to happen, but it's happening right now. Ugh. I wonder if it'll come off. Between getting puked on, between getting like blood shit, onion puke, my own internal problems, and this hamster just taking a dump on Jesus, I really don't know what to do anymore.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think other than crank on people, I think we can't top it.
Ah, all right. Who can we crank? Who can we crank? Hey, let's. You want to crank old Chris? Let's see if he's around. Let's see how his new job's going. Listening to the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. Canadian Metal sitting in on the show. Bitey.
Hello?
Hello? Damn.
I had to text. My name's Chris.
That's not right.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hello?
Welcome to the Brown Lodge. I'm Runner. Why'd you call tonight?
I didn't call you, actually. This is Chris from the Brown Lodge. I'm actually in the middle of screwing something in right now. I'm going to call you guys back in a couple minutes.
What are you trying to say by that? Like, what do you mean by screwing something in? And please, can you come home now? Immediately. I can't handle it. I'm breaking up. Hey, Metal.
Yes?
What the fuck?
No, what?
Way to help out.
Well, how can I help out? He's gone.
Yeah. That was Vonage, too. That was the one. Oh, that's the good phone. That was the one we actually pay money for, I think. I wouldn't really know.
Maybe he, like, made up his own deal before he left, you know?
He had to take a crap, so he had to run out of his office. He's in the middle of screwing something in. I thought he, like, he did, like customer support and stuff. Man.
Well, maybe he picked the desk.
The depths you gotta go to get a job these days.
Well, I don't know, maybe he's, I don't know, blowing his boss.
Oh, man. Well, as long as he takes a picture of it. We gotta remember to hook up webcams everywhere we go.
That's kind of wrong. I hope he's not blowing his boss and taking pictures.
He's actually really good at it. I've known him a long time.
That's just gross.
Yo, dude. I'm going to piss one out. I'll be calling you right back. It's the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. That was Canadian Mike, and I have no phone etiquette. Here we go. Portman. Love it. Hey, by the way, is it disturbing that I have these Natalie Portman pictures up so long? I mean, she is pretty young.
What? In the same place where another man might have pictures of, say, I don't know, I'm going to randomly call someone out. I don't know, Pam Anderson or like Carmen Electra or Letitia Casta or actually, you know, something like that, that you have pictures of a 9-year-old Natalie Portman.
Hey, she was 12 in The Professional.
Was she really?
Possibly even 14.
Oh, my mistake. I didn't realize she was an adult.
Hey, there's pictures, and I'm not ramming it. I don't want to. I made copies for that.
Yeah. You know, at a certain point in your life, before this room was all Beatles and Led Zeppelin out, you definitely had big, huge pictures of Letitia Casta and big, huge pictures of Natalie Portman at the same age right next to them, mixed all in together.
Oh, Letitia Casta.
By the way,
I have enough pictures of her to start a website. But now she's all
haggard. Why don't you?
I don't know. Isn't she beat now?
Couldn't you make money off it? She's not beating the old pictures that you have. You know, I never really dug her. I think she's good, but she's, like, if I was going to name my top 10 or something, she wouldn't even leap to mind. She wouldn't leap to mind. You know who would? Petra Nemkova, who apparently is no longer all broken up. Well, she's broken up apparently because her fiance's dead. But
she got beat with a brick or something, right?
Yeah, it was called the tsunami.
Oh, yeah, that.
A tsunami. Yeah, she like broke her pelvis, and her fiance got washed out to sea. I don't know if they ever found him. They know he's dead, but he's I don't know if they ever found his body or anything. But apparently she's in the news again today. I saw her in the paper today, and when I stopped by my house for 4 seconds before running here, my wife was watching Access Hollywood, and she was on there walking around, and she's like, hey, celebrating and partying. How long ago was the tsunami?
6 months ago.
6 months? Your fiance is dead. You had a broken pelvis. You've been through one of the most traumatic experiences a human being could go through. Hey, come to my party on West 52nd Street. It's going to be great.
Hey, everybody. We got some coke. We got some hookah. And we're ready to go. I'm back from the tsunami. My face is healed up. I'm ready to go.
What voice is that?
It's Petra Nemkova's new voice after the trade.
No, but what other voice is that? Because it does sound vaguely reminiscent of someone. I can't think what. Do you not even know? You're just doing an impersonation. You know how to do it. You don't know who it is. Because I don't know. But it sounds kind of familiar.
I'm just kind of doing it.
Okay. All right, well, that's Petra Nemkova from now on. That's your new impersonation. It works out.
Supermodels are hot. Whoa, rabbit in my butt.
But in all honesty, man, like, doesn't it freak you out, like, a little bit? Like, I mean, I'm sorry.
Down to Brown Town.
If someone dies, if your significant other, be it a girlfriend or husband or wife, dies, like, I can't imagine that 6 months later you'd be, like, out, like, partying. I'm sorry. I think I would be scrambled and brain dead for the rest of my life. Maybe it's just me. I guess
it's just you.
You don't think, you think people go on that quick? 6 months? It's a traumatic death. We're not talking about, like, you know, heart attack, drug overdose, or something like, you know, we're not talking about something like that. We're talking about, like, a crazy, traumatic, a friggin' tsunami killed you, and almost killed you. Broke your pelvis, screwed up everything, and you're, hey, come to my party. I can't do the impersonation because I don't do her as good as you do. You sound just like her.
Hey, look at my boobs. Oh. Oh, got the hair done, got the nails done, back from the tsunami. Everybody ready?
I just swam in from the tsunami, and boy, are my arms tied.
I walked the runway, but I can't, so I wheeled out of my new Easy Rider.
Oh, man.
I'm so hot. Smell my butt twice a day.
By the way, I don't know what was happening in the chat room. I was away for a couple of seconds, and I'm seeing a conversation about meatloaf and Chipotle, and I'm starving now. I'm 100% starving. Why don't we order something? Why don't you call pizza on the air and order some pizza?
Can I call them on Skypes?
No, call on our regular phone if you want to. I have no money to chip in for pizza though. I'm broke. I'm flat broke. If you feel like ordering something, it's a great bit. If you want to wait until Monday's show, we'll order some pizza on Monday's show.
Okay.
If you're still hungry 6 days from now.
I think I have to give my real phone number out on the air.
Why do you have to give them the Brown Lodge number? They can call this number when they show up. Why not?
Okay.
You know, that's up to you if you want pizza. But, yeah, so Petra Nemkova, I mean, like, you know, congratulations. I think it's awesome. I don't know. You know, as long as we're speaking about Petra Nemkova, how do you feel about Victor Edward Willis?
He's a great LARPer.
No.
His cloak's a little bit big.
Do you know what? Victor Edward Willis is a LARPer of some sort.
Really? In what way?
About Petra Nemkova says.
That's got to be the spot. Thank you, Baker. That's the next spot. The nice voice is saying, like, Petra Nemkova says, and you come in,
hey, I love the Brown Lodge. You guys got to listen. That's great.
Have, like, a whole, like, America's Time. Sexy dude. Anal.
No. Sexy supermodel Petra Nemkova wants you to know.
I think you guys should listen to Brown Lodge. It's a really great show. You check it out on Red BBQ.
I got one for you. The Brown Lodge.
Ago, used to role play on the grand stage of American pop culture as a police officer.
Okay.
For a certain, I hesitantly say, rock and roll group known as the Village People.
Oh, nice.
The cop of the Village People. Victor Edward Willis. Busted for guns and rock cocaine in Daly City, I can't tell if this says California or Louisiana. I don't know if it's a CA or LA. Daly City, help me out. I'm going to say California. California?
That's
California. So that's my official statement on the matter. Exactly. It's not worth really going into it. But, yeah, way to go, Victor Edward Wells. I just want to congratulate you for being a good guy, for playing a cop on TV, but not living the lifestyle. You keep it real, my friend.
Fame is fleeting. You got to make your money somehow.
No. He wasn't selling it. He's just like a dude rolling around with some rock, and he had happened to have a gun with him, and he got arrested.
Well, you get a little paranoid when you're on the rock. Dun, 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 dun. Is that even the Village People? Dun, 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 dun.
Do, 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 do. No, I think it's like the Brown Lodge theme song, isn't it? Now, I know what you're talking about.
I saw an NFL commercial and a theme song came on. I was like, what the hell's going on?
You didn't know that I paid for, I bought some TV spots for us?
I love sports just so much.
Sporty. As long
by
as
the way, is it football season yet?
It's almost. I think it's like 9 days till training camp starts, or a week and a half till training camp starts.
They're hitting the turf?
So far, so good. Yeah.
For the ball.
I think they're going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts about the big season coming up?
Bright lights, big city, walking the thin white line.
Bright lights, woo! Big city, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm doing Dusty Rhodes, even though I'm talking a Ric Flair line.
Do you know their slogan?
Who?
Do it as Dusty Rhodes being Ric Flair.
Hold on, I gotta refresh. By the way, for the record, I want you to understand where my psycho comes from. No, don't even go into it yet.
Should I get applause? Pot it up.
No, nothing like that going. Bright Lights Big City, and I'm doing a woo as if it was Ric Flair doing it. The original Bright Lights Big City thing that I'm talking, that rings through in my head is... No, is... Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton, the rock and roll.
Ah, oh, come on. You gotta be kidding me. I'm just picking numbers out of my cell phone and I'm calling them. And, it's not working. Back to the show.
Express. Talking about the Great American Bash. The Great American Bash. I'm sorry, I got really nervous. I thought I was going to crap my pants right there. I passed
was
a little wind.
Was that your ass?
Sure was.
God damn.
Well, you thought it was Cherry?
I have no idea what it was.
Yeah, it was me. Robert Gibson, Ricky Morton talking about the Rock and Roll Express Summer Sizzler Tour, the Great American Bash, because that's how it started. It was a tour for them singing songs, and there was wrestling matches in the middle of it.
Really?
Yep. That's the original Great American
Bash.
That's
this Sunday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing anymore. But yeah, well, you know, from what I understand, wrestling got really good. Hold on, because I just want to get something out of off my chest before I forget about it, about some legal issues, and we'll come right back to the wrestling thing, because I know there's something crazy going on with Edge. And Lita and
that was real,
semi real. I'm sure it's a work, but they're playing it like it's a shoot. Vince is doing a really good job, from what I understand, of letting it go. I didn't see it. I only read a lot about it. Actually, I read a lot about it on RonFez.net.
The way it happened, they really took him down like it was a dude from the crowd.
Okay, you know what?
You couldn't even tell.
You know what?
I have it on tape.
You know what? Go
so
go. You have it on tape.
Yeah.
During the break, could you bring it in here and then we'll just.
Let's see if this works. Let's call Alison Wright and see how she's doing. Ms. Wright, pick up your phone.
Run the ga-ga-ga.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You've reached the Brown Lodge. Oh, wait. I called you.
Breaking up.
Really? I'm not shocked.
How you doing over there?
I've been better.
It's breaking up real bad.
Really?
That
totally sucks.
I don't think it's me.
I know. It's probably not.
And I'm hearing myself echo. This is the first time I've used this, so this is kind of bizarre for me.
It is a bizarre... Like, do you have your,
There you go. You sound good.
You have your mic hooked in through your computer and the headphones hooked up? Because
I have this... It's like a... It's a headset with the mic and the earpiece, but it's... I have a whole lot of, like, echoing going on right now.
It's probably my connection. Nothing here works right.
No. How are you doing? I feel for you.
Oh, this sucks. I miss my friends.
Do you miss your friends?
Yes, desperately.
and so Chris never called back. You know, what I figured out I had to do is I actually have to tune out when I'm talking to you because I get the delay in my ear.
Oh, really? So what, like, is it like a minute or something, 40 seconds in between?
I think it's even longer than that. It's really bizarre.
Oh, I'm sure this show's going off real well then.
Now, can you hear me echo on your end?
You sound absolutely fine.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can hear myself echo, and I think it's just maybe because of just the way that the headset is. I think I may get something a little different. So you poor thing, I feel for you. I've had to be in your shoes before. My brother has left me flailing at the mic by myself, so bravo to you.
Yeah, me and Chris thought it would be a funny idea to, you know, to just play replays of shows and, like, you know, just interject over it. But it doesn't work like that for some reason.
Yeah. So what's going on? Why, Chris? Is Chris dodging your calls now, or what's happening with this?
No, I'm sure. You know, he's in Manhattan, whatever. So I'm sure it's like, it's funny. The guy who works for a telecommunications network won't be able to talk to me, but I'm sure he's just in a building that, you know, is getting horrible reception. You know, he probably has to go outside or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like that, like, almost. It's like everywhere in the city. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? You're doing a great job.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing a really good job. You don't have that much longer to go. And, you know, you've done well, I got to say. You've done really well. Well,
thanks for the pat on the back. But it is way cooler when you know, you don't have a gerbil, you know, and this Skype thing to deal with. It's pretty cool that it's free, right? I mean,
I want to hear all about the, I mean, do you mind talking about the dog? I kind of just heard a piece of that, but I didn't actually hear it when it was aired. So what happened with the dog?
Oh, yeah. Well, I took him to the vet. I mean, he's just like pooping kind of straight blood and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I mean, I know I gave him like something I wasn't supposed to eat yesterday. But that was the afternoon. In the morning, he had already, like, he already pooped some blood, and then I took him to the vet today, and they took some blood from him, and then they injected him with this, like, they hydrated him or whatever, but it makes this big, like, hump on his body, and it kind of, like, spreads through his body.
It's a fluid bolus.
Oh, it's nasty. I felt so bad for him. I mean, he takes everything like a champ. I mean, considering he's 12 pounds and, like, you know, he's just this little dachshund, and he kind of just... Does not
what kind of dog
like,
is it?
It's a long-haired dachshund.
Aww.
He's the best little doggy in the world.
How old is he?
He's going to be 7 in August.
Poor baby. So now basically what you've done is you've given your dog a GI bleed. So he's is he eating at least?
Yeah, they gave me all new food. They gave me I have this like oral medication I have to give him. They gave me food. He's got that. Now it's spread from his back to his stomach, so he's got this like wobbly little stomach full of like water. I guess that's spreading through him.
And that's okay though. They had to hydrate him. That's okay.
Yeah, they said it was. They said it wasn't like it wasn't the worst of situations or whatever. And I'm like giving him like Pepcid, like we would take. Like I just put it in a piece of cheese and threw it at him, and he ate it. I felt bad for the guy because I mean now it's like it's just pure blood right now. It's pretty sad. He's so cute.
See, you can nearly kill your dog, and I bet he still loves you to death, huh?
Oh, my God. He can't, you know, like, it was funny because, like, last night I'm holding him, and he's, like, his tail's wagging, and he's looking at me, but he's, like, vomiting on me, you know?
Aww.
Like, I'm like, oh, man, I feel for you. You know, I had no idea onions can do. Onions, grapes, and chocolate. Don't give them to your dog.
I heard chocolate's really bad. I had no idea about onions and grapes. I mean, what do they do? Just basically just tear them up.
Yeah, onions are bad for the digestive system, and believe it or not, grapes and chocolate, like, cause brain damage in dogs. So, like, you know, if they weren't already dopey enough, you know, they're, yeah, it's pretty sad.
What kind of gerbil do you have? What do you have? You have a hamster? You don't have one of those disgusting guinea pigs, do you?
No, he was actually on, he made his television debut the other day. He's a gerbil, but he's got like the hamster kind of quality. He's a little furrier.
I thought a gerbil was just kind of like the umbrella term for, you know, hamsters, guinea pigs.
A gerbil is kind of like a combination rat hamster. Like, it's kind of cute, but it's got that long, like, rat tail. And, I actually have I actually brought him out and put him on Chris's chair and put the webcam on him and everything so you can watch him eat.
Well, I think that's really cute. I had a ton of hamsters when I was little. I was a total tomboy. Whatever it was, I had it. If I could put it in a cage and disgust people with it, it was mine. I think that's really cute. Oh,
I got a dopey-ass cat, too, who actually is pissing blood, too. So everybody's pissing
what?
Blood around
what
my
What is
house.
Wrong with your animals?
Well, him, I just had to change the diet. This is a pet talk on the Brown Lodge Radio.
Is the cat old?
No, he's only like 3.
You're going to kill all of your animals before they're 10.
Great, I'm going to be a wreck.
Hey, it's okay, you know, so you can abuse them like this and they have no idea. They'll just love you to death. Like nothing ever happened.
Not Bitey. We keep Bitey in the cage.
Well, listen, I'm so glad that you're hanging in there and you're doing this by yourself. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And you're not, I mean, I don't know. You know, you're talking to somebody who's been left at the mic a couple times by themselves, and I absolutely floundered. If you want to talk about dead air, I was doing it, and you're not. You're doing very well.
It blows.
No, you're doing well. You're doing well.
It almost makes me want to go out and get a job.
Does it really?
No, not really.
Beers have you had?
I don't know, only like 5 or 6. I'm really, it's kind of hard to concentrate on drinking when I'm thinking about figuring out when I'm supposed to come in.
Well, why don't you just, I'll tell you what, why don't you play a couple songs, just kind of be chill, go see Puff the Magic Dragon for a couple minutes, have another beer, relax, and come back on. You'll be set.
You know, I'm going to take that advice.
You should. And, and cheers to you. I'm gonna have a beer myself. And you're doing fine. And you can Skype me anytime you need to.
Rock and roll.
All right, hang in there, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Allison.
Bye.
Bye. And with that, if I can actually figure out how to put up some songs, I'm gonna do it. God damn it. And I know what I'm playing. Everybody, this is The Brown Lodge on thebrownlodge.com on radiobbq.net, our sponsor and beloved server. You can reach us at on Vonage telephone at 718-360-1413, or you can get us on Skype at RUNNDOGG. And at some point, I'll be able to play a song. And it possibly will come through on the fucking radio. Hey, what do you think, anybody? Anybody? Flashlight just searching for... Well, I'm going to take a little break. I'm Runner. I'm missing my buddies. And let's see. This band is called... let's see. The Ramones. Do, 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 do.
It's time for my favorite radio program. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have none at all because you probably can't remember because you're too fucked up. The Ramones. RadioBBQ.net. Boyfriend on the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. That was the Ramones over and over and over again. Let's see what DJ Newstyle's doing right now on Skype.com. Everybody like my radio voice? It's really great, right? Let's see what this homo's doing. DJ Newstyle, we're calling, we're connecting. He's not online. Let's see. Who do we got? Who do we got? That we haven't even, hey, let's see if we got my buddy, Jamar from, California. He is, one of those fancy pants guys from, the Road Rules and, pretty much anything you watch on television, he probably had something to do with. Let's see if, call failed. Shit, this sucks. Hey, you know what I can always do? I can always go back to maybe a little bit of the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program.
Raw Dog. When...
Wait,
Stankervision
wait,
comes
wait,
to town.
What word was Raw Dog replacing?
Anally.
Well, you could say that.
Really?
What if?
Anally.
You can say anything that you want. I just like...
I'm trying to help you out.
And I appreciate that, but I feel like I'm hindering you.
No, you're going to make my vocabulary even more...
limited?
Big.
Man, this is really... It's really uncomfortable. Hey,
it's a nice yellow shirt, by the way, Ann.
Thank you.
You some shiny shorts.
All of you can check out my shiny shorts and yellow shirt at our website, www.thebrownlodge.com. We've got a little cam portal there. It's a very little cam portal. It's only the two cameras where you see me and you see Runner, and you don't see 100 Gabe because he's on vacation this week.
Where did he go?
He's in the Jersey Shore.
That's a vacation?
He's there for a week.
Right.
He's like a hotel room, and not a hotel room, like renting a house for the week with his... Want to hear something creepy? Maybe I shouldn't be discussing this, but...
Why not?
He's not here, right? He's on vacation with him, his fiance, or his lady friend. I don't know what you call lady friends that are serious. I guess serious lady friend. And his mom. When's the last time you went on a vacation with your mom?
If anybody could tell me how this bit works out, call me at 718-360-1413, because I have no idea. RadioBBQ.net. Brown Lodge.
The last time I can really remember, it was the only vacation we used to go on besides Florida. We went to once, and I think we went to Bermuda once. And I got violently ill on a cruise boat.
Wow, because
I'm a homo.
That's cool, though.
It was terrible. It was probably right before I met you.
So you were like 14?
Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly. Exactly.
I think the Kansas trip might have been my niece was really young, and I remember getting violently drunk and throwing up behind my aunt's television. And then they let me drive a motorcycle, and I drove it into a barbed wire fence, and I cut my scrotum open. It was horrible.
Really?
Yeah. It was really, really bad. No. I've cut it open twice.
Congratulations. Yeah. So what was the other time?
I was doing a wheelie with a bike, you know, those old dirt bikes. They didn't have the pad
on
the...
You injured your scrotum twice, both time on a two-wheeled vehicle.
Yeah, and for some reason I'm really obsessed with getting like a Vespa or something lately. I've seen them on the highway, even though I know it's like horribly dangerous.
You haven't
and
been
you know
wounded.
Me.
You haven't been wounded lately, so you figure it's time.
I've been horribly wounded.
You haven't been scrotally wounded lately, so you figure it's time.
No, the other night about four people punched me in the balls.
But not wounded, injured.
It knocked me over.
Yeah, but that's not quite a wound.
Everybody thinks we work on Jackass now. It's insane. You walk by somebody and slap you in the face. It's terrible.
Congratulations on
love it. But you know the like on the on the old like Diamondback bikes, and you used to have the pad right near that held the handlebars on, and it was a big square metal box. Well, I was doing a wheelie and I came down and my feet came off the pedals and I horrible. I remember the scab, the deep, deep scab on my balls. Terrible. Itchy, and you don't know what to do with it.
I couldn't think of a worse. I mean, a more accurate word. I couldn't think of a more accurate word than terrible, horrible. It's the worst thing in the world. I've never suffered testicular injury, so I couldn't relate. I've suffered medical issues testicularly related. Not part of my knotted up nut. That's exactly what I had. Not part of my sexual abuse. Yeah, I had a torsion. But it did not require surgery. You're listening to the medical show here called the Brown Lodge. Actually, you're listening.
Hey, I got a knee episiotomy the other day.
We got to see what this is about. Let's call Mad Beat Chemist. I assume you're some type of pharmacist. And I'm looking for a little Vicodin. So let me give a little call. Mad Beat Chemist. Are you there? You got to be kidding me. Well, I can't get you pregnant. That's no fun.
Am I pregnant?
Yes. Are you pregnant?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, really? Nice. You really are a mad chemist.
Are you talking to me? Because I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I am talking to you.
Okay.
Oh, man. The best way to work this thing is with a microphone and like a separate set of headphones plugged in. I found because you guys don't sound crazy, and you know, it sounds like right now like you like shifting the microphone underneath your sheets or something like that or your pants. But I don't know if you can hear me or not.
It sounds like that for me.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
Not because I got a shitty microphone. I got a headset mic set and it. From a PlayStation.
From like a SOCOM?
Yes, exactly what it's from.
Nice. Good game. Bad usage.
Yes.
So what's up, dude, man? I appreciate all your chat room fun.
Oh, yeah.
And
have fun in there.
The fact that you're sterile won't get you any dudes on this site, so just in case you were looking. Are you from Canada by any chance?
Am I what?
Are you Canadian?
Oh, hell no.
Really? Where are you from?
No. Not even close. Well, actually, let me see. The CA for California could be taken as Canada, but no, I'm in California.
Ah, right on.
Yeah.
So, Yeah.
Are you having fun there by yourself today?
No, I'm actually having a horrible, miserable time. I don't like this at all. If they ever bail out and I think this is a good idea and we think this is funny again, I won't even go around and even...
Yeah, but this is the first time you've done it by yourself?
Yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't really like it at all. Chris is so easy, you know, like me and him have a freaking two-hour-long conversations about...
When you're talking together, you guys just flow and just keeps going.
That's what you get when you know someone. Yeah, like
it's kind of hard to just talk when you're there by yourself.
Yeah, this gerbil really isn't giving me much back and forth. And, like, and it's, I mean, watching him is a lot of fun and everything, but you know, and this Skype thing, like, I'm just trying to call people, and, you know, Canadian Metals wants, you know, right now he's on a moose riding down with a freaking sword. He wants to cut my head off from freaking hanging up on him all the time.
Yeah. You should try some just random Skype calls.
Yeah, but who do I call?
You can go in there and search, and you can look for people who are asking to Skype me.
Okay.
And what the hell? Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, yeah, you can go in there and search for people, and it's one of the status things you can check to have it Skype say you're available, don't disturb me, or you can set one that says Skype me. And I think when you do that, it puts you under this list. So you can just, like, look up people, because I get random calls on there all the time. People just call out of nowhere.
The people that I thought were my friends that came up, like, you know, like an AOL kind of search, that as soon as I set it up, like, none of them are from where they're supposed to be. So it's just, like, guys with the same names, but none of them have actually signed up for this shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, we'll just call them too.
You should try some prank calls like that.
I did. No one's picking up the damn phone. I'm pranking my family for Christ's sake over here.
Yeah.
Just no one's buying it.
Carl Cheeseface just eyeing me.
Yeah, you got
him. He wants to know who I'm chatting with.
You could tell him the Lost Radio Man on RadioBBQ.net. The only gerbil on radio. RadioBBQ.
You should do the rest of the show in your model voice.
Hey, everybody! Well, Punker Number Calvin came over to take over the show because rather than know what the fuck he was doing. Okay, I got 6 cell phones and they're all strapped to my vagina. Anybody want to call it? 652-753-VAG. Come on in.
Everybody's got walking room.
My badge is like a hot dog in a hallway.
You should hear that cutting out on here. It sounds even funnier.
Great. Well, I never will because I never listen back to the show. This is the only time I've ever actually heard it for this distance. Usually I just look to Chris, hey, what are you doing? And I go in the bathroom, I fire one up, I drink a beer. You know, I walk around Keith, I trip over the microphone stand. Something bad happens. But, I don't know. This radio shit's for the birds, man. Don't do it.
What's that?
I don't know, but I think Bitey pulled out something that he shouldn't, because there's a big, long stick stuck in his cage. Every animal I own shits blood. That's all I have to say. Oh, wow. He looked at me like he's all angry right now.
I think I have a picture of Bitey.
Great. He actually made his way onto television last week. He was in his little skit. I get $4.50 a week just to keep him in sunflower seeds and gerbil food.
Keep him in a glass tube.
It's warm in there. And scratches the inside of my colon. Ew.
Does that tear open your scrotum injury?
Oh, no. That shit healed a long time ago. Ah.
Okay. Hey, hold on a minute. I got a call.
You got it, buddy. We're listening to Mad Beat Chemist cooking up some new brews on RadioBBQ.net. Oh, you're already? Hey, are you a pharmacist of some sort?
No.
Are you a chemist?
Yes.
Do you think you can make me some freebase that I won't get addicted to?
Let me find a recipe and I'll see what I can do.
I mean, keep all the key elements there. I need Coke, obviously. Pure grade. Everything else, I pretty much could do without. I mean, you know, I don't need bleach. I don't need, you know, baking soda. I need it to last as long as humanly possible, but I really don't want to get hooked. I want to be able to just do it before work, get a little tweak on, and then, you know, go through my day without really having any problems. So you get on that. And email Chris at Chris, I love drugs, at hotmail.com.
All right.
And here's his his daughter's email address and his home address.
Oh, yeah. That's all on their website, right? That's all there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get all that information. You got it.
No, seriously. Do you cook up anything fun?
No. I sterilize things.
Like people?
Yeah. No.
Oh, so you're...
Not people. No, not people. But I work in a place that sterilizes medical equipment, so...
Do you wear, like, super thick rubber gloves to make sure you don't get any, I mean, I get scared when I go, like, riding on the boardwalk.
I don't touch any of this stuff.
Right on.
I don't have to worry about it.
Well, good. You know, stay safe. I'm sorry.
But the radiation can, that can make you sterile.
Oh, so your joke actually had some truth to it. Hey, well, you're always a sure shot.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby, I can't hurt nobody.
See? That's why I said that line. Trust me.
Did I call you right back? I got sucked in. Literally. Ew. But seriously, I had this buddy, he was a pharmacist, and he was able to synthesize, like, drugs into, like, forms that you ever hear, like, Special K, like ketamine, like,
Oh, yeah, ketamine.
Right on. So, you know, I don't know if you ever took it before, but it kind of gives you this crazy, I'm looking through a keyhole sensation, kind of, and it's a lot of fun. It's the only time I've ever gone out dancing in my life, I think. And he made it into like a nasal spray, and like I was in a band with him, and he shot everybody like right before, you know, he was like, don't worry about it, and just shot everybody in, you know, one nostril each. We were laying on the floor by the time rehearsal was done. Like it was one of the best times of my life. I wish I could have it back again. But that stuff I heard puts scabs on your brain. Are you there anymore? I'm talking about all my drug history to myself. So, I guess, let's see, what do I got here? What do I got here? What do I got potted up? Back to the Brown Lodge on RadioBBKid.net. I'm a loser. My name's Runner. Peace.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
It's not even the medical show. You're listening to the Our Nuts Medical Show on the Brown Lodge.
Testicular radio.
Exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Is a messenger in the chat room, I know that. I'm trying to not sound like the broken record that I usually do, but I'm not doing a very good job because that's what I do. But, you know, I had a torsion. I had a muscle, a muscle, because I'm pop guy. My right testicle, the muscle that it suspends from, was twisted 180 degrees. So I generally would soak every now and again and do these exercises of my... flexing the muscles in my perineal zone.
What?
Are you familiar with your perineal zone?
Yeah, it's your taint.
Your taint, your ABC.
Exactly.
Your,
No, it's a BAC, right? Ball ass connector?
It's ass ball, because BAC, it doesn't really suggest anything. ABC sounds nicer. It's ABC, ass ball connector.
Okay, I'll go with that.
But that's your perineal zone. Now, think about, all right, let's think, if you will. It's amazing how when 100 Gabe is not here, we instantly go to the bathroom. Imagine.
Is he what keeps us clean?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Really?
Maybe he does.
I mean, we're trying.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. Hey, there's nothing wrong with this. We're doing a public service. We're talking about bung.
Exactly. You got to keep it clean. Keep it clean. Watch Donnie Dangerously. Remember that movie in that?
With the guys
brushing his teeth and everything when he's trying to.
I don't remember that part. I remember the guys walking down the hallway with a gigantism of the nuggets, but. I totally lost my train of thought. Balls? Oh, okay. Imagine when you go to the bathroom. You know how you go to the bathroom? When you make? Are you familiar with making? It's a process that you do your dung do from?
It's also the name of my band.
Where you do from? Hence why you'd probably be familiar with it. But when you go to the toilet, if you will, are you familiar with the...
The handle?
No. Are you familiar with the cutting? Have you ever cut a log? Whoa, everything just went dead. Did you shut your mic off?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you ever explain cutting a log?
Have you ever cut? Have you ever gone to the bathroom?
Yeah.
You just let it go until it's done. Have you ever had felt the need to flex any muscles in your colon and cut the log?
Yeah.
Well, when you're flexing that muscle to cut the log,
right?
You're flexing the muscles in your perineal zone.
Okay. And
those muscle flexors are what you have to do to make strength down there so your testicle torsion does not get worse.
What?
Imagine you're...
You have to practice that?
Right now, I am flexing my perineal zone muscle. You can't see anything.
I don't see it.
Of course not. It's a thing up underneath my bung.
Oh, take off your pants.
I'd be more than happy to, but I don't think you'd be really too into that.
You do it all the time. Get the webcam on.
I was just about to do it. No, it serves no purpose. You're not going to see anything. But yeah, like you just go like this, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like I'm flexing it right now, and that's the muscle that you flex to. And that's the muscle that you flex to alleviate.
All I have to say is I'm actually laughing at Chris talking about flexing his perineal zone.
Oh God,
man.
Well, whatever.
But someone told you to do this?
Yeah, a doctor. Someone. Well, like it's a guy runs the street.
So what?
But it's not like a guy I saw in the street. Say, hey, dude. Oh man, your balls.
He had a photocopied license from Kinko's. For all you know.
Well, it looked bad. It was the black and white and laminated.
What?
The license.
Oh, laminated. God. Thank God.
No. My perineal zone was not black and white and laminated.
Hey, what's making sausage? Please explain.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It says, ever seen someone making sausage?
I would assume dropping trow. dropping a deuce. What did Heinemann's dad call it? Dropping an axe. A buddy of ours.
That guy had a lot of expressions.
Euphemisms. dropping an axe and cracking rats. Those are the two things. If you were passing wind, you were cracking rats. And if you were dropping mud, you were dropping the axe. But that's what I would think sausage. Ever seen someone making sausage is the question going through.
Please
the room.
Explain.
What do you mean? Have you ever seen someone? What?
Oh, he's talking about taking a dump?
You're going to tell me you've never been like in the throes of passion and just said, oh, girl, come on, put a log right on my chest. Honestly. Like, as friends. Like, oh, baby.
All right, I'm gross and everything, but maybe I'm not too hammered right now. No.
You're missing out, my friend. You're missing out.
Really? So what does it give you when someone makes sausage on your chest?
About a 2 to 3 inch, like, treasure right between my bosom.
I don't even like going into the bathroom after my cat went.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been scatologically inclined.
Oh, nice.
I'm making jest. But
yeah, I know.
But I can almost see something being somewhat sexy about it coming out of the other end.
All right. No. Have you ever seen what it looks like when it comes out?
I'm not talking about vomit.
No, I know what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about bung.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about pee-pee.
Oh.
You couldn't say anything sexy about seeing a
girl
pee?
Nah, I've seen that a million times. No good.
I'm not saying that I would drink it. I'm not saying that I want it on.
I've drank it. It doesn't taste like anything.
You drank your own by accident the day after the fact, though.
Yeah.
That's not the
same
thing.
Please disregard everything you're hearing right now about me drinking my own urine.
The Brown Lodge. It tastes like water.
Hey,
here we go. Can I make that an announcement?
Radio.
I disagree with it, but sure, you can.
Only, and I really...
Here we go.
I didn't do that.
The following is an official statement from the Brown Lodge. Opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the radio or its subsidiaries.
Thank you. It tastes like water. 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 It tastes like water.
You gotta be kidding me that this is happening.
You have to infer.
Oh man, I wish that kept on going.
Right on.
It tastes like water. It tastes like water. It tastes like water. No, I didn't have it. It tastes like water.
I can see.
See you later, Meat Beat Manifesto.
Like I said, I don't have a desire to ingest urine. I don't have a
Chris is lying, by the way. He does have a desire to ingest urine.
But like the idea,
I can pretty much do my own commentary on anything that anybody's saying.
So bad that maybe she made a little bit in her pants. I can see
it's still not as much fun as having them all here.
Can't you?
As we hold hands and do something that's called.
I don't know. Was that you?
What was it? Cherry? That
rumble? No, I hear. I just heard like a boom, 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 boom.
didn't notice it that loudly. But you don't see how maybe it could be a little sexy? Like, oh, I gotta go so bad. Maybe she makes in her pants, like it's a little sexy.
No. And right. I'm disgusting.
Hey, man, I guess I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. Forget, you know, I was never sexually abused. I don't like to see girls.
Oh, God, I don't like easy money. Rodney Dangerfield sucks. And here we go. In Copenhagen, Denmark, women may be able to fool their partners by faking an orgasm. But the scanner will catch them every time, a conference heard on Monday. According to CNN.com, women can imitate orgasms very well. But there's really nothing happening in the brain. How do you feel about that, Chris? Do you think they're just a bunch of sack of poopy liars?
Wait a minute. So you're saying that women fake orgasms, but nothing's going on in their brain. So what does that mean, necessarily? Does that mean that we can tell any easier?
No, we can't tell.
Hey, let's find out.
So, I'm calling the only person that I know is actually a girl on Skype. And, we're gonna find out if, faking orgasms is, a natural thing. Well, I wouldn't say natural as much as, an accepted thing in the, female community. So let's see. We're calling right now and we're connecting. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, man. Well, that sucks. Okay, let's go back to the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. Rock and roll.
Genuinely achieved an orgasm. Areas of the brain involved in fear and emotion would deactivated.
Wait. Hold on a second. You're giving random clauses. Give me what you're saying here now?
Well, I'm saying they fake it.
Right.
We don't know it.
Of course we do.
But nothing's going on in their brain. They're basically thinking nothing.
I'm going to go on record as saying I know it because I'm never getting them there. They obviously have to be faking.
Well, all right. Then my story's... crap.
I'm just speaking personally. I'm talking about my own personal inadequacies. But
he's not.
So girls fake it.
It also says in the article if the girl is very, you know, has a high level anxiety, you know, it's difficult to let them go. So they kind of, in a way, it
them being orgasms or themselves.
Them being orgasms.
Oh, I can't let it go. I'm a little nervous. I can't let it go.
Hey, you never know.
No, I understand that. I do understand that concept.
Well, now I know, and I'm a lot better about it. You got anything over there, buddy?
What, about the fact that women fake organisms?
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know it.
The chair apparently had something to say about it right
there. Oh, God, it's disgusting.
No, that really was the chair, wasn't it?
I really tried to put in something there.
You did a fine job.
Oh,
I'm proud.
Man, I'm upset.
You know what I'm upset about? I'm about this town in Lebanon, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, that has a... Lebanon, Connecticut. I'm so good at reading. Lebanon County, Pennsylvania. When people are moving into this town, they're trying to sell houses. They have brochures, you know, selling their houses, letting you know about the town and all the great stuff about it. And in the brochures, on the back page, they have a scratch and sniff section so you could smell what real live manure smells like.
I know what it smells like. It's disgusting.
Well, for people moving into these homes, they're making brochures, letting them know all about the town, all the fantastic things.
Is that the dog?
It's got to be.
Okay.
But all all these fantastic things about the town, it's letting you know about. And amongst them, in this brochure telling you about the town, they have scratch and sniff manure patches.
I found another girl on Skype that I would like to call up and find out if
manure smells like
if chicks really do fake orgasms. Let's call Canadian Mike. Let's see how he's doing.
Who doesn't know what manure smells like?
Especially people in Lebanon County, Pennsylvania, I would think. I couldn't even say especially there. Like,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, same thing. Everybody in the world, I think, knows what manure smells like. I don't know why you would need a scratch and sniff little thing to let you know, hey, this is what the dung... If you're selling a house, somehow I wouldn't think that, hey, this is what dung smells like is the proper...
Right
thing
on, Chris.
To. This is what is it, cow
yeah.
dung or horse dung?
You tell them how that
manure exactly.
Dung.
Could it be any, either or?
It could be either one.
Okay, here we go.
I believe. If anyone knows the rules on manure, whether it comes from a house, a horse, or a cow, let us know.
Well, I don't know. I just found it to be an odd little, interesting little tidbit that they're making manure flake cereal. They're making manure cereal.
See what Canadian Mike has to think about it.
Hey, you want to buy a house? smell some horse dung.
Hey, you want to know what you get into? Scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pass.
You know, I really love the bathroom. It looks so beautiful. And we have such a rolling landscape here. It's fantastic. Thank you. I'm going to go to Philadelphia instead. Thank you. Where everything smells like urine instead. I don't know.
Oh, God. Hey, by the way, my dog came in. So if you see him roaming around, try not to move your chair too much.
That's when the dog is alive. No, he really is living.
Damn, this sucks. He's nowhere near me, and I didn't move already.
He's over here obsessing on the gerbil. He's really in love with this gerbil. It's kind of strange.
I don't want to know about it. I don't. Next thing I know, I'm going to be reading stories about a gerbil that's been raped.
He's a small dog. You never know.
Coming soon, Brown Lodge scratch and sniff bumper stickers. You wait. We actually do got to start getting on the marketing campaign.
We should make a big log, scratch and sniff, but have it smell like.
Okay.
What's the best smell?
Okay.
Rhubarb.
Here's the thing.
Oregano.
Here's the thing that
weed
that makes me crazy.
Beer.
Here's the thing that makes me crazy. I got no problem with any of
this. The Brown Log Radio.
We are not the Brown Log. We are not the Brown Lounge. We are the Brown Lodge. A little wooden shack that you can scratch and smell. I'm into it. See, why is it always got to be a vomit smell? Like, it smells delicious. I hate vomit. I actually do enjoy it.
Oh, I think I got a head rush.
See what you get? See what you get for making us all loggy?
It's all the Coke.
Congratulations.
Coca-Cola.
You know, speaking of drugs.
You gotta be kidding me with this. That it actually loops on this one. You know, speaking of drugs. Oh, man. Well, I'm actually trying to call my buddy Chris.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program.
Let's see. I'll just pick a random number. And
you know, if I could do anything, I would. I'd try and be Leonard Menudo. Not to be confused with the.
I'm trying to were they Puerto Rican? Give a. Chris,
music
a call.
Sensation, or Mexican music sensation, Menudo?
Mexico.
Yeah, not to be confused with that.
Believe.
Menudo. Leonard Menudo. He was a.
Just see how he's doing.
He was an underling. Let's in the see, Gambino crime family.
Vonage.
And he attempted to pay $1 million.
Works out as well as to get Chris has informed me. Let's see how this is going. We're dialing our little buddy Chris on the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. I am Runner. I am alone with a gerbil, a light, and some semblance of a crack pipe. Give me a call on 718-360-1413, or you can Skype me for free on RUNNDOGG on Skype.com. It's always a lot of fun. And how come this scumbag freaking Vonage phone isn't calling? It's, kind of annoying. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just going to let stuff play, randomly and talk on top of it. And I'm sure it's really annoying. And you only got 20 minutes of me to live with, so...
Go to holy heck, my friend. Go to holy heck.
Hey, you can
time.
Go...
Just like I did.
Cram it where the sun don't shine.
Hey, flip you! But yeah,
it's the Brown Lodge.
Consarn it!
He paid $1 million, or attempted to pay $1 million, to buy himself into the Gambino crime family. After years of being an underling that was making lots of money for the family through gambling and loan sharking in the Bronx here in New York City.
I kicked on the AC rather than the fan. I'm kind
of... I thought you were just shutting it off because I'm starting to get sweaty myself. Is there any club... Actually, not is there any. How many clubs could you come up with that if you had $1 million to spare... Would you join? Would you pay the $1 million to join?
Black Panthers.
Okay, seriously though, you wouldn't pay $1 million to join. I'm shooting here. I'm being totally serious. What would you? Would you pay $1 million to be in the Mafia?
Are we always being serious?
I thought.
Would I pay $1 million to be in the Mafia? No.
What would you pay $1 million to be involved in? Is there anything you'd pay $1 million to be involved in? Would you pay $1 million to get
Cinematographers Union of America?
I would say, is it worth that much to get in?
No.
Would you pay $1 million to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, let's say?
Oh, God, yeah.
Would you pay $1 million to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Is that this? Wait a second.
Well, I
gotta Google football.
Okay. Why you knew it was football? The chair right here is chiming in that he would give a million squeaks to get it
to the Motorola
chair.
Hall of Fame. Oh wait, what as a was Quaker State Hall of Fame? Motorola's a
the
phone
lube
company.
Hall of Fame. The lube job Hall of Fame. Whoa, what just happened?
I'm not moving it. Let's see if the sounds are all right.
A little buddy pal was over here. That could have been it.
Let's just check it for a second.
Yeah, our sounds are working. Everything's good. There you go. We're getting some messages on the board here that our boy Dan from Radio BBQ would, I think, pay $1 million to be part of the Mile High Club.
You'd pay $1 million to have sex on an airplane?
Personally,
when
no.
You could do it for, you know, you could. Unless no one's doing it with you. Sorry,
he's a married man, so chances are no one's doing it with
him. Oh, okay. There you go.
I'm trying to think. What club? Like, would you pay $1 million to be part of? I don't know, the Hell's Angels.
I'd pay $1 million to be part of ScatLover.com.
It's only 1990. You'd have to talk to the webmaster about that. I'm not
subscriptions.
I know. I process the credit card fees myself.
One for the front and one for the back. Ugh.
Like Hell's Angels. What clubs could you come up with that you think you would want to join for $1 million? Well, you know what? We go even beyond clubs. If you could pay $1 million.
President.
Hey, everybody.
Really?
I think we've got an
you
extra special commentary.
That you're qualified to be the President of the United States.
Sure.
From the King of Ireland.
I'm going to go on
come
record.
Come on in.
I spell my own name, but yeah.
I'm going to go on record as saying I love you.
You're not
going to
say anything.
To be the President of the United States.
You can't stand there then.
I'm not saying anything about the person who currently holds the office. I'm not going to get into that. I do not believe that you could be the President of the United States. I do not believe that you are.
How about mayor?
I think you'd be mayor.
Okay, cool.
I'll give you.
Borough president in Staten Island?
It's a tough job, my friend. It's not as easy to get up to as you think. But, you know, I think you could pull that off. I think you could probably pull mayor off. You know what? When it gets to the fiscal stuff, when you start talking numbers and we're talking about money and stuff like that, I think that would be an issue. Obviously, we don't know how to spend money. We're spending $1 million to get the office, so we'd wind up bankrupting whatever thing we were in control of.
Okay. No, I got $1 million in my jacket the other day.
Yeah. I'm thinking if there was a club like to join, $1 million club to join. Like, I'm thinking Halls of Fame and stuff like that, but like then I think it's more like you got to be dead for that really to be worth anything. Well, that's not true, because there are living guys in Halls of Fame. Like, would you be part of the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame?
Oh, God, yeah.
$1 million? You think it's worth $1 million?
Yeah.
$2 million? What do you think
Do I have it to blow, or am I giving away everything I have?
I don't know. I'm talking, how much money do you think is it worth to buy yourself into the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame?
For all you people out there, I have this, like, potato that just floated into the room and is trying to ruin...
Okay, great.
The camaraderie between me and Bitey, and we've been building up our relationship the entire show, and then she just comes in and stares with this biting, Irish, evil stare. Evil!
I think you're so not rock and roll. In and of itself. An institution about a non-institution.
Didn't Black Sabbath just get inducted?
Did they really?
RadioBBQ.net.
I was always under the impression that they would never get in. But regardless, the whole concept of an institution about an anti-institution art form, I think, is kind of lame. You know?
Yeah, I agree. Rock and roll is about rebellion, but it shows that you got somewhere when you're in it.
Yeah, but so, I mean, a lot of things could show that you got somewhere when you're in it.
What?
Baseball Hall of Fame. Getting your face on Mount Rushmore.
I think that's a done deal.
Would you pay $1 million to have your face put on Mount Rushmore?
Hells yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
Get out of here.
Hey, man.
That'd be huge.
Yeah.
Literally.
At least like 7,500 feet high. How big is that thing?
I don't know. I went there for about 8 seconds.
Never even saw it. I've never been any of these.
You smoked a bowl out in front of it, and then we got in the van and drove away.
Any of the great places in our country, I've never really been to. Never been to the Grand Canyon.
Been there.
Never been to Mount Rushmore.
Been there.
Never been to Yosemite National Park to see the blowhole.
Been there.
What's the other things in there? I've never been to the...
You know, speaking of drugs.
I've been to the Golden Gate Bridge.
You know, speaking of drugs.
Bridge.
You know, speaking of drugs.
It's a bridge to an island.
You know, speaking of drugs.
I thought San Francisco was
You know,
great.
Speaking of drugs.
Yeah, I had a great time.
It's a nice little
You know, speaking of drugs.
You live close to the Verrazano Bridge. I think it's a little bit cooler than the Golden Gate Bridge.
No way.
Why not? What's so cool about the Golden Gate Bridge? It's a bridge.
The sun, the girls.
But that's not the bridge.
To, driving to this huge promenade.
You're talking about the neighborhood, not the bridge.
Well, I mean, it was pretty much. I mean, the view was spectacular. I mean, it's a lot different than driving over the Verrazano Bridge.
I'm not saying driving over the Verrazano Bridge. You drive up Grimes Hill right here and look out over Wagner College and look at the Verrazano Bridge at night with Manhattan in the background.
It's nice. I agree.
It's a pretty amazing view. I say Verrazano Bridge is better than the Golden Gate Bridge.
Ding, ding.
Personal opinion.
Yeah, I take your opinion and
And I flush it right where it belongs.
No, I appreciate it, and I will take it to heart, because I am a good Christian now, and therefore, my nipples are erect.
Please don't squeeze those. I've seen you squeeze them before, and I've seen discharge come out of them.
Yeah, I can't believe that day. That was
the most horrible thing. 4th of July, 2 years ago, playing a rock and roll show. You're listening.
It was hot that day. That might have been the problem.
Why would it being hot make you discharge
every
out of your
pore
nipples?
I have oozes white. Sorry.
Wish I had something to rinse my mouth out with right about now. You're listening to the oozing white and places in the country you'd like to go. And what would you pay $1 million to join show on the Brown Lodge? Exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Hit us on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. Check out the chat room, RadioBBQ Chat.
And would you like to take a break right now, and I can stop my tape for wrestling?
Well, I have a little issue here. Dan is posting in the chat room here that until I retract my comments regarding the Golden Gate Bridge, this is the last Brown Lodge ever on Radio BBQ.
Take it back.
Hold on a second here. I'm ready to have a friendly exchange and discuss.
He's a hard ass, Dan. Sorry, dude.
I got no problem with the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm not saying, but it's a bridge, right? I mean, like, what is the Golden Gate Bridge more than just a bridge?
It's a great bridge. It goes to a great place.
Okay, what defines great bridge?
I actually felt good going over it, looking around. It for some reason it was
I'm a goddamn idiot. I felt good
experience.
Going over it.
I enjoyed that place so much.
Are you kidding me? Going over a bridge?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I want to kill myself listening to
understand.
This.
I mean, maybe I was happy to be in California. I have no idea.
Okay. You know what?
I agree with that.
I love it.
Anybody got anything
they
want to hear on the way played out? I got
pretty
much every record in freaking human existence. And I'll probably replay the same things over and over again unless somebody gives me something.
Bridges,
Jeff Paul, maybe?
I guess.
Nah, it's a little boring.
To me,
the Mars Volta?
It was just a bridge.
Metallica?
It was like a red bridge. That was about it. It
Minor
was
Threat?
Red, right? Like
anybody?
Reddish,
anybody?
Orange.
Anybody?
The color of the bridge?
Hey, how about Minor Threat?
I have no idea.
Dude, it's your favorite bridge.
We're heading up on the end of the Brown Lodge.
My favorite bridge.
I'm just talking right over it. Who even cares? Chris would be punching me in the face with razor blades right now. It's 9:50.
Let's just point something out.
I'm glad you guys could have
think about Saturday Night Fever. Think about that Verrazano Bridge.
I appreciate it. I was scared.
I can't remember.
Think about
Tony
Manero.
Let you guys enjoy the
I hope.
Wonder that is
think
my
about,
buddies.
Think about his friend
Chris
whose
100K.
Name I can't remember. That jumped Brown off the bridge and killed himself. The Verrazano Bridge, my friend. The Guinea Gangplank, if you will. Linking our fine borough to the other four of this fine city, which I believe to be the greatest city on earth.
And what would you like me to say about it?
I don't know. I think it's the number one bridge ever. I'm all about the Verrazano Bridge. You know what? I got nothing bad to say about the Golden Gate Bridge.
Are you bored of it?
What do you mean, the Verrazano Bridge?
Yeah.
I don't think too much about it, but every now and again, you know, a nice night, and you look out and you see it, you know, flickering in the wind, flickering in the darkness.
It should be flickering anywhere.
No, it's got lights that glow on it. You know, I'm looking at the flicker, and I think, like, yeah, you know what? I'm pretty fond of that bridge. I think it's a pretty nice thing. And then when you drive over it, you realize it's a big pile of crap with rust spots all over it, and they're painting it and doing construction on it every day. But from a distance, it's
the bridge is crustier. From a distance, I can smell the fumes. What do you think?
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
It was absolutely beautiful. As far as bridges are concerned, the Golden Gate's fine. The Verrazano, I think, is I think it's a little bad. The Bayonne is a nice bridge too. You're listening to Bridge Talk. You know,
on Traffic Force Radio.
Yeah, I actually rode across the Bayonne Bridge on a bicycle when I was in the 8th grade.
In that little tiny
yep.
aisle.
Yep. Yeah, me and a bunch of kids in my eighth grade class, we all rode across the Bayonne Bridge because supposedly there was a schoolyard that was really cool on the other side that you can go on the rides in. And when we got there, it was the coolest thing in the world that had everything exactly the same as every schoolyard on Staten Island. But it seemed like a good idea at the time. That's, you know, just a little bit of my childhood. Just a little something there. Just taking you back.
Hey, cousin. Remember this Bayonne Bridge?
All right, man. We're going to go on break.
Are we?
Yes. Because in 1 minute, I have to tape my stories.
Okay. Oh, your programs, your shows? I'm just checking all the things off my list here that I need to talk about after the fact. Yeah, I'm ready to go to break myself.
All right, dudes. This is RadioBBQ.net with the special presentation of the Brown Lodge every Monday and Wednesday, 8 to 10. Just in case you didn't know.
The Brown Lodge, home of...
I am definitely the biggest show for the corporate industry. I have something I actually want to hear.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program.
At the end of the show, to let's see.
Any songs, pictures of Danny?
Be a mathematician.
Nominees are going to be pro gay marriage.
Are you
very hairy body?
F you guys. Date of birth. Yes. Well, I'm curious. And Rose McGowan. I know how old.
No, not that. Oh, got it. Sorry, Chris. I didn't realize I wasn't saying anything.
Oh, it's time for my
when
favorite radio program.
Doing this.
L.
I'd really like
just
to
look up
hear.
L. No, L. It. I think.
I'm curious. And Rose McGowan, I know how old
I'd really
she is. How
like
old are
to
you
doing this? Oh, man, this sucks. Do you even have the acapella version?
Oh, it's
version
time for my favorite radio program.
Let's see. We got a little time to kill. I'll just throw it right to the end.
I don't even know what the show's real. No, the show's real birthday is like March something. But I'm just.
Oh no, we definitely.
Anything,
well,
at
least
gonna
I don't.
Nothing's going to happen. What song do you want to sing to say goodnight to everybody? You want to just? Do you want? Let's do an acapella version of.
Let's
Coalition
see what this
tool.
Sounds like.
Okay.
I'm going to take a part. You take a part. You know, do the hot toddy line now.
Okay.
So we know that the show's over.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Brown Lodge. Listen to every Monday and Wednesday, and enjoy a hot toddy on this. Yeah.
Ew.
I got a real weird word. Holy crap. I don't even know what that was. Let's see if I could kind of figure out what the hell's going on over here. Let me play some threat. Thank you very much. I guess it was the Brown Lodge. Not really. It's not the same. I'm Runner. I'm missing Chris and Arthur K. Badley. BrownLodge.com. RadioBBQ.net.
song.
Red! Wishing gave me your number. Wish I could call you today, just to hear a voice. I got a long way to go, you're getting further away. If I didn't know the difference, living alone probably be okay. It wouldn't be lonely. I got a long way to go, I'm getting further away. A lot of hours to occupy, it was easy, and I didn't know you yet. Things I'd have to forget. But I better be quiet now. I'm tired of wasting my breath, carrying on, getting upset. Maybe I have a problem, but that's not what I wanted to say. I prefer to say nothing. I got a long way to go, I'm getting further away. Dream as an army man with an order, just to march in my place while the enemy screams in my face. But I better be quiet now. I'm tired and wasting my breath. Wish I knew what you were doing and why you wanna do it this way. So I can't go the distance. I got a long way.
Yeah, I should probably like play something, right? I was talking to Chris on the telephone, the actual normal way of speaking, and I'm gonna try to figure something out. Thanks, everybody. We're the Brown Lodge.